This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Surveys indicate about 60% of U.S. families dole out money to their children in the form of an allowance. Many experts say giving children the chance to manage an allowance is the best way to teach them the value of money. NPR's Elaine Corey reports that as widespread as the practice may be, no two families seem to go about it in the same way.
Allowances are as varied as the families that create them. Some are paid weekly, others monthly. The going rate can range from a quarter per year of age on up to a dollar. But there are a couple of big questions that crop up whenever families consider allowances, and the first usually entails what strings, if any, will be attached. 8-year-old Marissa Budlong lives with her parents in a quiet suburb east of San Francisco. On this recent night, friends have come over for dinner. Hanging prominently on Marissa's refrigerator is a small white poster with dozens of check marks on it. It's her chore list and a tally of how much allowance she's owed.
It says different things what you have to do, and then you mark how many you did, and each mark means 10 cents.
The list contains a dozen or so chores Marissa is responsible for.
Clear after dinner, vacuum, reading, writing, and math, piano practice, feed fish, feed cats, brush cats, set up dinner, bedroom clean, clothes in the hamper.
Last month, Marissa's efforts netted her about $16. Her mother, Suzanne, who works as a sign language interpreter, devised the system. After Marissa complained that she worked just as hard at school as her parents did at their jobs, but without being paid.
And that kind of had me come up with the idea of her, doing particular chores, because there were certain items that she wanted to buy that we weren't willing to buy. Like, I wasn't going to buy any more stuffed animals for her, though she constantly wants them. So I thought this would give her an avenue to collect some money and be able to buy some items that she would like, as well as get a sense of what it takes to earn the money and buy a particular item herself.
The family took a vacation in New York last August, and Marissa used some of her allowance money to buy a Statue of Liberty costume for Halloween and some other souvenirs. Her father, Peter, says the chores for allowance system has cut down on the battles they used to have over housework.
The way the system's predicated now, if she doesn't do some chores, then she will not get paid, and that's understood.
There's one school of thought that says paying for chores can help instill a work ethic in children and prepare them for a performance-based reward system in school and the workplace. On the other hand, there are families, such as the Budlong's dinner guests, who believe chores and allowances just don't mix. Karen Blyman is a computer programmer.
The boys get allowance just to get allowance. They don't have to do any chores to earn it.
13-year-old Adam gets $5 per week. His brother Ethan, 2 years younger, gets $4. In their house, it's just a given that the boys will do chores. But if they don't, they lose privileges such as computer or TV time rather than have their allowance docked. The boys also have a pretty free hand with their money. And it's remarkable how different their spending habits are. Ethan, the younger brother, admits he tends to fritter his allowance away.
I like to buy a lot of candy where you can just, you know, there's a little pharmacy where you can get a 2 for $1. And I like to spend it on little toys, mainly Legos, a lot of times computer games, stuff like that.
As a result, Ethan says he's always broke and never seems to learn his lesson, while Adam is a real saver who finds it hard to part with his money.
I want a lot of stuff, but I never feel like it's worth buying, because I always feel like wanting is better than having, because I've had that experience that when you buy stuff, you just don't like it as much as when you want it. Anyways, it's one of my weird theories.
Theories about money do tend to be highly subjective, especially when it comes to such hot-button issues as whether parents should reward their kids' performance at school.
We're giving 10 big pounds for just $3 today.
At a local farmer's market, parents were divided on the question. Gary DeGrandi has 2 sons. He sells his fresh-baked bread at the market, and he comes from the more traditional camp.
Paying for grades? No. That's a little far stretch for me.
DeGrandi says it's tantamount to buying grades, and he says that sends the wrong message to children about the intrinsic value of learning. According to many child-rearing experts, bribing kids to study will backfire over the long run. But a minority of parents disagree. Take Deborah Nisong, whose son and daughter get a weekly allowance equal to their grade in school. A cheerful pragmatist, Nisong says she's all for rewarding good grades.
Do it all the time. All the time. You bring home a 100% spelling test and I'm going to pay you for it. Yeah, it works too. Especially, you know, my daughter, especially at 12, she'd much rather go out and play soccer than study. So if she's got a monetary reward coming for something good, she'll go for it.
Whatever the philosophy, allowances seem to work best when families devise a plan they're comfortable with, spell out the rules clearly, and then stick with them. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.